Egyptians took to the streets to depose their leader in 2013, the second time in 2 years. They had generous help from the military, which imprisoned the country's first freely elected president, Islamist Mohamed Morsi, and cracked down on his supporters. The military-backed interim government has offered a roadmap to stability, a new constitution to be put to a referendum, followed by presidential and parliamentary votes. At first, many Egyptians supported the new leadership, with its promise to keep Mr. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood out of the picture. But activist Wael Khalil says that's beginning to change.
Getting Morsi back to power is not an outcome. It's not a probable outcome, so that we're now looking with more scrutiny at those in power.
Anti-government protesters now include more than Mr. Morsi's supporters, with secular and other activists opposing the heavy-handed tactics they thought they'd banished in 2011.
More and more people are starting to see, first of all, the return of the police state and how the police is really coming back with a vengeance.
There's also economic discontent. The slogan of the 2011 revolution was bread, freedom, dignity, something political analyst Hisham Qasim says remains at the heart of national problems.
This is a nation that has been pushed to the brink. And as long as these issues are not addressed, there will be a third and a fourth and a fifth uprising. It's not going to stop. And whether it's the military or the Islamists, whoever now is in the seat needs to deliver.
But as the government attempts to move forward, not everyone is gloomy. Political analyst Saadeddine Ibrahim.
There's always a decade or so around in the revolutionary explosion before the volcano settles down and the ashes settle.
Egypt, he says, won't take nearly that long. He believes revolution fatigue is bound to set in, though the streets of Egypt show no sign of it yet. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.